He's a good listener. Attentive.
That's very important.
And easier to talk to. I've already told him things I've never... It's silly, really. I've known him for such a short time, but, well, I feel I can trust him.
I don't think it's silly at all. It must be lovely for you to have a confidant after all those years on your own.
Well, I've never been lonely. I've had the family and good friends like you.
Yes, but family and friends look to you to be the strong one. Expect you to listen to them.
I suppose that's true.
I know what I'm talking about, Jill.
I know you do.
And it sounds to me as though you and Leonard might be a bit more than friends.
And what would you think about that, if we were?
Jill, I'm just pleased to see you happy.
But you can see that it's complicated, having this happen at my age.
Does your age make any difference to the way you're feeling?
No. Well, except I feel 20 again, which is ridiculous.
Why? Enjoy it.
I do, when it's just the two of us. It's wonderful.
Isn't that all that matters?
It isn't just what you feel that matters, it's what other people think, people you care about.
Ah, yes.
Things like, well, getting used to the idea of being seen together in public.
No one will think anything of it, except be pleased for you.
Was it like that for you and Jack?
Oh, we'd been friends for years. Everyone was used to seeing us together.
Didn't that make it more of a shock when you did decide to get married?
I think most of them wondered why it had taken us so long.
Even your family?
Ah, that's what you're worried about.
I so want the children to like him.
Have they all met him?
Yes.
And?
Well, they seem to, as far as I can tell. David and Ruth made him very welcome at Brookfield, and we had a nice cup of tea with Shula the other day.
There you are, then.
And he and Kenton had a good old chat about architecture last week.
I didn't know Kenton was interested in architecture.
No, well, I'm not sure that he is.
And Elizabeth?
Yes. She's the one I'm most worried about. She and Phil were so close.